Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. We're here at the ToyCon here with Lara and Paul from Jaded Dragon Studios. Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
So it was about maybe a little over a year and a half that I first met you guys when you held your Articon.
Yes.
Here in this building, actually.
Yes, actually.
One of the best times I ever had at a show, actually.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now, the million-dollar question is, will you guys ever have another one?
Yes, we will. It's just right this very second, it's undetermined. We went from doing our own show and doing Fan Expo and a few other shows to working almost solely in our house now doing illustrations for children's books for clients. So we sort of shifted our focus right this very second. But that does not mean that Articon won't happen again. It will probably be a couple years from now.
Okay. That's because it was a great time. We met so many friends that day that we're still talking to this day.
Oh, it's fantastic. So we had a wonderful time. And people are still coming up to us, just like yourself, and saying how wonderful it was.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Which just inspires us to do it again, for sure. We just have to finish off our contracts and our obligations to our clients first. So.
And how was your Fan Expo, actually?
Oh, it was phenomenal. We had one of the best Fan Expos, since we've started going. We did greater sales. We got to see so much more of the buildings. We had helpers come in and actually assist us. So it made for an all-around great show.
Cool. You guys had so much, so many cool-looking products there this year, too.
Oh, thank you. Yes, we have our cutie catchers and our prints, and we did a whole bunch of new vinyl posters. I'm going to go blind from the flashes.
Oh, probably. Don't mind it.
Sorry. It's okay.
And we had a lot more of our original paintings this year as well. So we're trying to sell original canvases.
Yes.
Like our pyramid head and the archer.
The archer print that we did.
Oh, yeah.
So that one went really, really well.
Yeah, we always try and pick something up from your booth. I got a Doctor Who sticker this year. So
nice. Yes, I saw it. Kath put it up on Facebook, and it looks really good on your phone.
Yeah, Doctor Who number 8, which I guess I'm the only fan of, apparently. So.
Oh, no, there were lots of fans for number 8, and believe it, a lot of fans for number 9, which, according to a lot of people, most people don't carry number 9 products. It's all David Tennant, Matt Smith, the newest incarnation of the Doctor that was really popular, but I found a lot of people purchased 8 and 9 from me like crazy at the show.
Oh, that's cool.
So
I'm not the only one.
Nine didn't get a long enough break on the show. He only got, what was it, under 2 hours? And then
8 was the movie,
was just
and
a
then
movie.
9 was the one
and
season.
Then so both of them had such small roles in the whole Doctor sphere, but at the same time they had such impact, which was great. I love them both. So.
Do you guys have a favorite character to draw?
Oh. What's your favorite character to draw, Paul?
Oh, well, I'm a huge Batman fan, so I like to draw Batman quite a lot.
Nice. I have been stuck for a little while adoring and drawing Adventure Time, but I'm slowly moving over to Silent Hill. I know they're so completely different, but you've got to balance yourself somehow. So.
Yeah, two different sides of the coin there.
Yes, very much so.
Holy cow. And who's your favorite Doctor to draw?
Oh, see, that's tough. I think number 4.
Okay. Yeah, Scarf is so.
Oh yeah,
he's so incredibly iconic, and he was both our doctors growing up.
Oh, Case as
mean,
well.
We kind of moved into number 5 a little bit afterwards, but then my parents moved, and we didn't have the same cable package. We were unable to pick him up, so I had this hiatus for many years, and then got back into it as soon as 8 came out, and just have adored like everything that they've done so far. So. But, yeah, number 4 would be my favorite to draw.
Cool. And what do you guys think about Peter Capaldi so far?
Oh, I think he's amazing. I was really excited with the choice of him because he was in the Pompeii episode as well.
Yeah.
And there's been big discussion, not a spoiler thing, but there's been a big discussion of Moffat writing that scenario back in, so it's actually number 10, David Tennant, meeting with, you know, number 12, and like having this communication, not knowing that both of them are doctors. And that's
that
what
awesome.
People are saying that could happen. So I'm very jazzed for that.
It'd be a neat way to do it, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So what are you guys working on next?
Oh, well,
we're getting Space Monkeys together.
We're working with Alfonso,
from Studio Comics.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
And we have a 5 comic book series coming out called Space Monkeys, about a group of intrepid cooks who end up falling through a porthole into another universe, and having to go through all of these different things just to like normalize themselves. And it's a really interesting look, because they're just low level cooks from a restaurant who end up having to save the universe. And we're really excited about that.
You sold me on the title. When's that coming out?
Hopefully, I'm not sure. I can't say anything without his approval, but we're looking at sometime next year.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, early next year.
Creating issues right now, and they should be done and ready to go by the end of the year.
And Paul has
advertising.
You have also your Wolfsbane issue number 2. Sorry. And that has moved past. So issue number 2 of his graphic novel, Wolfsbane, should be out by the end of 2015 as well. Since we've been working on so many other people's projects, we have been unable to like fully work on our own, but we've started to build a schedule that we can get out our own work on a regular basis around everyone else's. So.
Cool, that's great. We can't wait to see that. And where can people go to check out your stuff?
Oh, we're at jadeddragon.ca, and we are on Facebook under Jaded Dragon Studios, and we are also on Etsy under Dragon and Crow.
Okay. Well, we look forward to seeing what you guys put out in the future. We're definitely happy, like, we've become friends with you guys.
Nice. We like you guys as well.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. And just to let you know, that original interview you did with John Ballmer is our most downloaded interview so far.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. I love John. John's really nice.
Yeah. He's nice, yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.